Welcome to Thursday. Apparently, the Nordic, the Norse legend that everything is coming to an end on Saturday, apparently is coming true. Because we're having, what is it, Snowpocalypse is supposed to hit later today. We're all going to be buried in snow. Friday, the big freeze. And then Saturday, of course, according to Norse legend, the world will come to a screeching halt. So, is there really any reason to do anything, you know, important? Should we? I don't know. Have you guys been keeping up with the women's curling competition?
Well, the only thing I know is that the American team crashed and burned. They are out of the competition.
And in men's curling,
the Americans also crashed and burned, and they are out of the competition.
Well, I was looking at the what was it? Was it the Norwegians that had the funky pants?
Right, the Norwegian men's team had those. They look like golf pants on steroids.
Right.
All right. So they brought 8 or 9 pair of funky pants.
Uh-huh.
All right. They didn't think they were going to go into there. There was a tie or something, and there had to be another competition. They didn't bring enough pants.
Oh, you mean they brought different designs
right.
for each
every
game?
Every game, they brought different designs.
And now they've got to wear the same ones twice.
Well, they
Horrors.
Did. They did, and they got eliminated.
You know, I've told that to girlfriends for years. I'm sorry, darling. I didn't bring
enough pants. So they're out. And the women's curling apparently is getting some attention because they're noisy.
Well,
There's a lot of yelling and screaming going on.
They yell down to the sweepers to make sure they clean the ice or sweep harder or sweep less, you know.
Wait a minute. The person that tosses the stone down the aisle. They can't see, or whatever. They can't see what's down there. They shouldn't
They've
be yelling.
It. They've done it enough that they know just by how
just
fast it's going, what's going to happen.
Let the sweepers do their thing, okay? The sweepers know where it's going.
The sweepers they got only sweep when they're told.
Let the sweepers make the decision. They're on the ice. They see where it's going. They see where the stone or the nut or whatever it's called has got to go.
Or the rock.
Leave it alone. Just rock.
Rock or stone, I've heard it.
Whatever it is, leave them alone. Let them do their thing. Once you let go of the stone, shut your pie hole. You don't need to be yelling and screaming all over the place. Good gravy.
You would hate women's tennis then.
No, I like women's tennis.
They grunt and yell on every shot.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
It gets annoying, though, doesn't it?
Well, after a while, I suppose, if you were there actually watching the game.
Yeah. Much higher than that, though.
I don't know if you've seen the Williams.
Much higher than that.
The Williams are... That's just for the women's team. That's the women's Russian team.
Have you seen some of the Russian women's tennis players? They're
no.
like supermodels. Don't
really?
don't give me that steroid bulked up stuff,
dude. They're like supermodels until they hit 40, and then they look like Mack trucks.
You are just
all of a sudden they like.
You know, it only took you 15 minutes to insult the female population
Show me,
this morning.
Have you seen the documentaries of the behind-the-scenes stories? I told you, I saw a documentary from NBC. They were doing a behind-the-scenes story on the, and I've been told it's called Matryoshka dolls, but apparently that's not the correct pronunciation, and I apologize. But they're interviewing all these village women, and they're talking to this woman, and I'm like, oh my God, that looks like my cousin Bert. Big, burly, hardy-looking woman with a better mustache than mine and less hair than I've got.
Yeah, she's not on the professional tennis circuit, is she?
Well, no.
She's a hard-scrabble Russian farm lady who, you know, has had a hard life.
Yeah.
You would look like that, too, if you lived in Vladimir Putin's Russia and lived on some farm somewhere.
Probably. I look like that now, and I have an easy life. I have a relatively very easy life.
Want to hear about more complaints from the Olympics, you can read my blog today. Maria Lamb, who's a speed skater for the United States, who grew up in Wisconsin, had some choice words for the speed skating hierarchy yesterday because the American speed skaters, of course, have not won any medals yet.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of griping about why and how this happened. And she vented yesterday.
Okay. And that's your blog? Somebody else complaining?
That's part of it.
Oh.
Well, you think I have to complain every day? No, I leave that to you.
No, but I'm just waiting for your anti-American rant.
By the way, my blog yesterday got referenced and discussed on another radio station in the market.
Oh, really?
I was told that. I wasn't listening. Somebody texted me and said, hey, they're talking about your blog on blankety blank station.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that we had a socialist radio station in the area.
Stop it.
WSAU will be right back.
Are you tossing and turning at night, never getting a moment's rest? Relief is finally here with the all-new Women's Curling Bedside Spa. Just plug in and fall asleep to the beautiful and soothing sounds of women's Olympic curling. These sounds have been scientifically studied to cure insomnia. Your mind can finally take some time off. The Women's Curling Bedside Spa. You'll wake up with the energy of a curler. Good night.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.